Hi, I'm self-nurturing expert and speaker Kelly Grimes, author of The Art of Self-Nurturing, a field guide to living with more peace, joy, and meaning. I am so happy to share another of my favorite self-nurturing practices with you, giving ourselves permission. You see, one way to transform feeling guilty and selfish for taking care of ourselves is to give ourselves permission to do so. This empowering process allows us to set an intention to nurture ourselves up front and then reinforces it throughout the day by seeing our permission slip. It reminds us that nurturing ourselves is a choice and that we are the only ones who can give ourselves permission to nurture ourselves. This beautiful tool has been liberating for me, and it provides the structure, encouragement, and accountability to prioritize a nurturing practice. It also reinforces my commitment to myself, and it decreases any resistance around it because permission has already been granted. In addition to this audio, you are going to have a beautiful permission slip to download that has the words, "I give myself permission to nurture myself by," printed on it. You are invited to print it out. There's four to a page, cut it, and then fill in the blank. I invite you to start small so that you can feel successful and be encouraged by the positive experience that you have with it. Perhaps you want to give yourself permission to pause throughout the day and check in with how you're feeling and what you need. Perhaps you want to give yourself permission to go for a walk and sit and watch the clouds. Perhaps you want to give yourself permission to call a friend and catch up without being interrupted by your family. Or perhaps you want to give yourself permission to respond to yourself with self-compassion. There are infinite ways to nurture yourself, so just pick one and then give yourself permission to take inspired action around it. You can make multiple copies of this permission slip and write a new one each day. You can also use the self-nurturing practice to explore what is nurturing for you, and you can share it with others. You can share it by taking a picture and then texting it to a friend or posting it on social media. I really hope you have fun with this practice and can invite in a spirit of self-nurturing. You will also find a breathe card to download and share. I love these cards, and I give them to all of my clients, customers, and at every talk and workshop I give. These breathe cards provide a wonderful reminder to pause and breathe. Our breath is our best friend and companion and can connect us to our bodies in the present moment at any time. People have shared with me that they keep their card near their computer, in their office, in their car, maybe by their mirror in their bathroom as an ongoing reminder to breathe. People have also used them as bookmarks in their journal or anywhere that reminder would be supportive. You have four on a page, so you can print out as many as you want, cut them up, and then have them to place around your home. You can also share them with others and encourage them to breathe and nurture themselves. I hope that you find the self-nurturing starter kit with the permission slip and the breathe card supportive. Please know that I am sending you so much peace, love, and gratitude. Thank you.